Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Welcome back to the show, Busted Pencils, fully leaded, fully loaded show tonight. And I don't mean, you know, tipping them back loaded. Just loaded with the most important discussion. You know, we're talking with issues here, and again, our great guests from the first part of the show, Harper Keenan, Jill Peterson, really highlighting this letter to Biden. Sharon, why? You know, again, 80 bills. Well, wait, now Harper updated that. 90 now, over 90 bills throughout, and probably including more than 28 states, targeting transgender youth. And Johnny, you talked about this right before coming in, or before we left the last segment. You know, if you read the letter, don't get frightened by the quote, scholar signed it, because as you said, and even when Harper talked about this, what is in it? What are they asking? It's not intellectual BS. It's I'll put it down. It's asking for humanity.
Yeah. I mean, it's asking for, you know, the recognition of how young people in our communities identify in the paperwork or in the data. And that seems like a no-brainer. Why we're not doing that is absolutely ridiculous. The other part being, you know, healthcare. You know, like really, come on. Are we that? Do we hate difference in bodies that much? Mm. And the answer is, for the people writing these bills, the answer is absolutely yes. We keep coming back to it, that there is a culture of abuse and enacting violence and a real deep hatred for different bodies and for cultural differences. And we'll come back to it. I mean, Jesse Hagopian a few weeks ago gave us this language. We're living through the largest social uprisings of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no excuse, right, for us not to be making change. And I love the title of, you know, Jewel's New York Times op-ed piece that we shared, right? That this is not a trend. This is not a fad.
Right.
This is civil rights.
Yeah.
These are human rights. This is civil rights. This is democracy. This is the world we want. And there's a majority voice. And that's why we're seeing this social uprising. So school leaders, let's make this change. Check out the letter.
School leaders, let's make this change. And it just made me think back, though, too. You know what? Listener out there, and we say the one who's out there going, I didn't know that. And again, coming at this from a point of view and saying, that's fine. That's true. I mean, I don't care if, you know, think about it. When did you go to high school? And I can hear somebody saying, you know, in the class of 1985, I don't know who would have graduated in that high school class, but there might be someone who knew that. And to say, it's like, look, we just didn't have that language. This wasn't happening when we were in school. Well, because you didn't know, because I didn't know, doesn't mean, and that's where Jules comes in to say, no, it was there. Now that the quote, you know, people are talking about it, don't turn this into this now new upcoming faddish type of thing. It's been there for the longest time. When you call us, if you want to talk about this, 844-967-2789, when you were in school, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, even this was there.
Absolutely.
Whether it was visible and claimed and courageous the way it is today, that's not the point. That doesn't disqualify and make it something new today, that is this idea that I'm not going to just jump on this bathroom rules type of stuff. No. We're talking about, again, just because a history was suppressed, just because a gender identity was not allowed to be openly talked about and framed in a way that individual was, doesn't mean anything that has relationship to why you do and don't support it today. It's here. This is not something new. So think about this, you know, think about your child. Think about the child across the street. Where is this? Because that's the other part, you know, drop it down to a notch where you go, yeah, wait a minute. So as an adult, and I'm not talking to principals, teachers, and superintendents right now. As a neighbor in the school district, and you're out there, what are you going to do to help the teachers and the principals and the superintendents who take this up? Because when those people do take this up, they typically then are also going to be targeted for a form of backlash. Mm. And so to make these, any of the, you know, the movements to get this going, we need that person. We need you, my next door neighbor, my person across the street, somebody who's living down, who just happens to be listening to this on their ride right now, trying to get out of traffic, coming out of the Quick Trip. You just got your six pack. We need you, you know, Johnny.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, I like that you remind us that, you know, we're all always learning. And if you didn't know, now you know. And I mean, but let's just quote Chris Wallace on this. If you don't know, now you know.
Right.
Right. So what do we do now that we do know and that we are learning? And that's the move. So it's not like we're here to say, how come you didn't know this? We know that. I mean, we're all here to say, what can we learn and do better by? And so once you're in that movement, right? And that's why I keep referring to that. We're living at a time of the largest social uprising, right? There are all kinds of places where we can be learning to do better. And this is one of them. And I'm so glad that we had our guests tonight. We're going to try and get them back, or at least consult with them for more resources to talk more with teachers and community leaders who are, you know, really, really cultivating spaces where gender identities are accepted, diverse gender identities, right? Where young people can be who they are and grow into healthy adults. So I'm excited to be a part of that. Tim, I'm always stoked to be part of the show. Listeners, you gotta call us up, and we gotta bust pencils together. So give us a call.
Next week.
Keep learning.
Yeah.
And it's never a dull moment. It's always a sharp point. So let's get with it.
Darn right. We're always sharpening the points here at Busted Pencils. That's the way it goes. Johnny Lupinacci, thank you tonight. Again, Harper Keenan, Jules, Jill Peterson, thank you. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.